Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Johnny Welledge. Batting second, the right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bobby Estalella. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third, the right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth, the catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive towards the mound. Harris catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreau. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Estalella moves to second. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Estalella moves to third. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Estalella scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellage hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Harris reaches second base with a double. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 2 in the game. Wellage hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Harris scores. Vallo moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's 2-0. Athletics. Al Milner now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Hefner moves to third. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Harris reaches second base with a double. Hefner scores. Suter moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 3 in the game. Wellage takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vallo strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Gene Desodles now catching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Harris scores. Wellage moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wellage scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Estilella moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Pete Senter now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Center fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desodles fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Wellage hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harris, and towards Hefner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Pete Senter. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Namath now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.